Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, under pressure both internationally and domestically, traveled to the United States for high-level talks with President Donald Trump. Netanyahu's visit came amid escalating regional tensions, particularly the Gaza crisis and ongoing domestic political instability. Facing an arrest warrant from the International Criminal Court and declining international support, Netanyahu sought to use the visit to secure U.S. backing for continued military action in Gaza and tougher stances on Iran. However, the trip ended without any tangible success. Israeli media widely described the visit as a diplomatic failure. Reports indicated that Netanyahu failed to gain support on three key fronts: removal of U.S. tariffs on Israeli exports, continued support for the war in Gaza, and coordinated opposition to Iran's nuclear program. Opposition parties in Israel criticized the visit as costly and fruitless. Leading newspapers such as Haaretz and Yediot Aharonot called the trip missed opportunity. While Israel Hayom highlighted the Israeli delegation's failure to grasp Trump's evolving position on Iran. A senior Israeli official on the trip acknowledged the disappointment, revealing that expectations of being included in U.S.-Iran discussions had not materialized. Analysts concluded that the visit was prompted not by economic issues, but by Netanyahu's urgent concerns about the U.S. engaging Iran diplomatically. During the meeting, Trump rejected Netanyahu's request to remove a 17% tariff on Israeli goods, citing the $4 billion annual aid the U.S. provided to Israel. Trump's tone was reportedly harsh and dismissive. Israeli media portrayed the encounter as a show of Trump's dominance, leaving Netanyahu empty-handed both diplomatically and strategically. Despite Netanyahu's attempts to frame the meeting as successful, even conservative outlets described his failure to achieve results on tariffs, hostage negotiations, and Iran talks. Trump's reluctance to accommodate Netanyahu was attributed to several factors. Firstly, the economic and military costs Israel's recent wars have imposed on the U.S. do not align with Trump's transactional approach to foreign policy. Secondly, the U.S. is increasingly aware of the aligning with the Netanyahu's aggressive stance, especially regarding Iran, could destabilize its broader regional interests. Trump appeared unwilling to let Netanyahu's ambitions jeopardize his own plans, including an upcoming visit to Saudi Arabia. Furthermore, with Netanyahu politically weakened at home, Trump seemed disinclined to align with a leader whose future remains uncertain. Regarding Iran, Trump appeared cautious. He is aware of Israel's attempts to derail possible nuclear negotiations and manipulate U.S. policy toward confrontation. Tehran, in turn, remains skeptical of U.S. intentions, pointing to America's unilateral withdrawal from the 2015 nuclear deal and continued sanctions. Iran insists that any talks focus solely on nuclear issues and sanction relief, ruling out negotiations over its defense capabilities or regional alliances. In conclusion, Netanyahu's visit not only failed to achieve its strategic goals, but also revealed the growing disconnect between Israeli expectations and American priorities. Trump, wary of repeating past mistakes and entanglements in the Middle East, rebuffed Netanyahu's push for war and maintained a pragmatic stance. The visit underscored Israel's diminishing ability to influence U.S. policy as it once did.